Have you ever wondered why Jonah and the Big Fish is such a famous Bible story? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Jonah's story definitely has a, well, let's call it drama. There's a runaway prophet, a massive storm, a giant fish, and a whole civilization that comes back to God. But if that's all we see, we're actually missing the bigger picture. God wasn't just teaching us about Jonah. Today's Devo is called From Jonah to Jesus by Naomi Zylstra. When you think of the prophet Jonah, what comes to mind? Getting swallowed by a huge fish, running from God, a certain movie with talking vegetables. What you might not know is how the story of Jonah points us toward the gospel. Although Jonah is known for his reluctance to preach to the people in Nineveh, his story still shows God's mercy and foreshadows the Messiah, the promised rescuer who was to come. And now we know that Jesus is that Messiah. First, both Jesus and Jonah sacrificed themselves to save others. Jonah chose to be thrown off a ship in the midst of a storm to save the other sailors, because he knew that his sin had caused the storm. Jesus chose to sacrifice himself on the cross, because he knew that he was without sin, so he could save us sinners. Second, both Jonah and Jesus both found themselves in the depths for 3 days. For Jonah, this meant being in the belly of a big fish. Jesus spent 3 days in the tomb after his death on the cross. Then, both returned from the depths after 3 days. Jonah was vomited by the fish onto shore, and he went on to, reluctantly, share God's message of repentance with the people of Nineveh, which ultimately led to Gentiles repenting and being saved. Jesus rose from the grave, defeating sin and death forever, and saving all who put their trust in him, both Jews and Gentiles. These similarities and connections are no accident, and they're just the beginning of the ways the book of Jonah points to the gospel. The whole book intentionally points toward Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. God the Father sent both Jonah and Jesus out of his great love for us. But Jesus is better than Jonah. Jonah was only human, but Jesus is both fully human and fully God. While Jonah was a reluctant prophet who did not have much love for the people he preached to, God the Son willingly came and dwelled among us, sacrificing his own life on the cross so that we could be saved from sin and live with him forever. So let's dig into this devotion a little deeper. Did anything about today's devotion surprise you? If so, what? While reading the book of Jonah, did you notice any other connections between the story of Jonah and the story of Jesus? For more about the gospel, the good news of Jesus, go to unlocked.org and tap on Know Jesus in the menu, or find more about it in the Unlocked app. Now, as you and I can read in Matthew 12:40, Jesus said, "For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." And dive into God's Word for more in the book of Jonah, that's chapters 1 through 4, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and if you've got younger siblings who love music and stories, well, help them grow in their faith with Keys for Kids Radio. It's packed with Christian songs, stories, and shows just for kids. They can listen live at keysforkids.net, or through the Keys for Kids app. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. How Jesus doesn't just show the right choices to make, he's with you all the way. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.